I love a good storm. In fact, my prayer every year for my birthday has been to the Lord to send me a storm, because I just love a good storm. Now, one year, the hurricane system seemed to be a little bit active. And one of the churches I was serving, they said, "Would you please stop praying for storms?" My birthday's in September, so you can imagine what would happen over the course of this prayer time. And then I realized that sometimes we have to be specific. And a hurricane doesn't have a lot of thunder and lightning. It doesn't rumble a lot. It blows, but it doesn't rumble. So I said, "Lord, what I really, really love is a good thunderstorm." So rest assured, I now only pray for thunderstorms for my birthday. But storms happen in multiple ways. For our wedding, God blessed us with a blizzard. You know, storms can be those physical things, as in the scripture we're hearing of a physical storm. But storms can also come in ways that aren't quite so physical. Storms can come in ways that are suddenly sort of like that tornado that suddenly appears, or the thunderstorm that suddenly appears. Sometimes illness suddenly appears, or we get that dreaded late night. Why is it always late night that we get those dreaded phone calls that we don't really want to hear? Storms can also be gradually coming on in our lives as an illness begins to take away parts of our bodies or parts of our minds. Or it can be one that is very subtle through an addiction that grows in our lives, and we don't even realize we've gotten there in the first place until it won't let us go. Or then there's that time of depression and mental illness that just seems to bring cave our world in, and we're isolated and alone. Storms have multiple levels of impact on our lives. So what does this passage about storms tell us about how God is in the midst of our own particular storms? Are they storms of money problems, storms of losing jobs and not knowing where our future is going to be? Is it that storm of young love rejected? Is it that storm of old love rejected? The storm of failure, the storm of death? A cultural change that feels like a storm around us, random acts of violence, family violence, wars, gangs. What does this scripture talk about the storms of our world? Well, let's go back to it and see what it says. Because Jesus had been doing a whole lot of healing, a whole lot of preaching, and the crowds kept gathering, and he kept doing and kept healing and preaching and teaching in parables. And the crowds kept growing, and he says, "Can we get away? Can we get in this boat and go away for a little bit?" And did you hear in the scriptures, more boats came with them? So he really wasn't getting away. I think they were all trying to race to the other side so they could greet him on the shore. And it says, I love this part, they took him just as he was. My guess would be they took a tired Jesus into the boat, who put his life into the hands of these experienced fishermen, who would take him in their boat and they would cross to the shore. And he rested from the work that he had been doing. But a storm came, and that was often would happen in the Sea of Galilee. Storms would suddenly kick up. And we think about that lake, we think, oh, it's just a mild lake storm. But no, these were violent storms. And this was a violent storm. And even though they were experienced fishermen, their boat was beginning to get full. And can you imagine what they were like in that boat, each trying to do whatever they needed to do with the sails, and they didn't have life preservers, okay? And the boat swamping, and oh my goodness, what are we going to do? And the fear and the panic rising and the anxiety rising so that they couldn't see anything in front of them that they could resolve this problem. And then they realize they're asleep in the stern, comfortable, maybe even snoring. Do you think Jesus snored? you know, he was perfect, so he probably didn't snore. He may have. But he was sleeping very, very comfortably, very, very sound, because he had faith in the Lord above, and he was assured in his own being. He was at rest and at peace, even in the midst of this violent storm. So much so, they probably had to shake him awake and say, "Hey, help us." Because they remembered. They remembered who could. They remembered who could bring about a change for them. And I imagine that as soon as he woke up, that anxiety level in that boat began to diminish. Because the Lord of creation was awake. And then he immediately calmed the seas and stopped the wind. But then he challenged them. He said, "Why were you afraid?" He didn't say there wasn't anything to be afraid of. He said, "Why were you afraid? Didn't you have enough faith to get through this storm, knowing I was here with you? Didn't you have enough faith to remember who I was, and that here I was in your midst, and this storm too would pass?" He doesn't say the storm isn't going to come again. He didn't say the storm wasn't something to be afraid of. In fact, they were still over those dark, deep waters. The wind still could have picked up and suddenly taken them into another torrent of storm. The storms of life are going to come. The storms of life are going to be something we have to get through. And sometimes when we're in the middle of that storm, we just wonder, where is God? So I'm going to steal from our field ed student here, because in the early worship, as we were talking about this, she mentioned something that made a whole lot of sense. Because I like to talk about hurricanes, because I like a good storm, and the fact that that center is so calm, and we always can't wait for the center to come, but we also know the center is going to pass, and we're going to get the backside of that storm at some point. She reminded us of the spinning top. Have you ever spun something? Have you ever noticed that on the outside, it spins a lot, but the closer you are to the center, it's almost standing still. It's still spinning, but we don't feel the momentum of the spin. The closer we are to God as the center of our life, even in the midst of the storm, we can remain calm and at peace and have faith that God has got this. That it is the fear and anxiety that separates us from God. That what we need instead in the midst of this darkening pool is a sense that we're being held by the hands of our Lord. I love to float. One of my, you know, I get in a swimming pool and I don't do laps. I float. You know. Because I love to float. And the thing about floating, that's my exercise, is it's also my spiritual practice. Because the more you float, the more your sense of who you are dissipates into the water. And I always feel like God is the one who is the buoyancy holding me there upon the water. So that I lose sense of where Carolyn ends and God begins, or Carolyn ends and the water begins. That's the peace that we can have in the midst of the storm. Now, it may be because I learned how to swim in the salt water, so it was easy to float. But the salt water was never calm. A pool is very calm, but a salt water is not. So I used to float, and the water would lift me up, and it would rock me almost to sleep, even though the waters themselves were somewhat turbulent. When we hold on to the one who loves us, The storm is still going to be there in our midst. But we're not going through it alone. We're going through it held in the arms of our Savior, holding us up over the hard, hard traveled storm. So when those winds begin to buffet and the water begins to swirl and your sense of getting lost in the darkness and the storm that is yours, reach out for the one who will bring calm and peace in the midst of your fear and anxiety. Because the world is going to call you into fear. The world is going to want that sense of anxiety to cause you to buy the next thing to calm you, to seek the next diet to bring health to your body, to seek whatever, the best printer to not print upside down. The world's going to call you to respond to your fear in a way that the world benefits. But if we allow God's peace, God to still the storm within us, not just outside of us, then we can make it through to that calm and beautiful day. And if you can't, and if you need a helping hand, you know who to call. You know which friend, which relative, which church member. All you need to do is reach out. And we'll be there to remind you that God, through Jesus Christ, can calm every storm. So that you don't have to ask that question, who then is this that even the wind and sea obey them? Remember, it was the disciples that asked that question. So it's okay. It's okay to doubt. But don't let fear drive your day. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Come hang out at a stormy day with me. You'll have a blast.